All right, guys, so we are back on the show, this lovely, lovely, lovely moment. And yes, music of TJ Socks playing right now, titled Confess. I remember back then when the boy had nothing. Maybe we can hear him tell us the story live on radio this morning. So you guys got to stick around for that. On the show this morning, over the phone lines, we are going straight to the U.S. where we have TJ Socks on standby on the phone to give us some... for a lovely conversation, basically, talking about his new record, Confess, and a whole lot more. So please, guys, let's make welcome TJ Socks. How you doing?
I'm great.
Fantastic. Great to have you on the Praise the Clock Show for the very first time.
Yes.
Great. Okay, so let's kick off from, first off, how you doing today, though?
I'm blessed. I'm actually so happy to be alive. I'm grateful.
Amazing. I think that's the first part of confessing, yeah? You got to confess that you are blessed.
yes.
You got to practice your own sermon. Okay, so let's get into it. Let's start off from your name, yeah? TJ Socks. What exactly is that name about, TJ Socks? One thing kind of confuses me with the name, the S-A-R-X. I'm like, okay, is that sax, like saxophone, and then the TJ? So you break that down for us.
Okay, so my name is Timmy John. Timmy is my middle name, and John is my dad's name. Then the sax is actually, it's actually saxophone. I play the saxophone as well.
Oh, okay.
But the R has, like, there are different reasons why I have R in that the name.
Okay.
But the major reason is that when I started, like, when I made my music public, there was someone with the name TJ Socks. It was hard to, like, you know, differentiate us between me and the other guy. So I had the R in it to just make mine different. Mm. But then as time went on, people actually gave me some interesting acronyms for the name, and they've been suggesting that I use it, but I'm still contemplating if it's something I want to do or not.
Okay, tell me. That's the S-A-R-X or the full one?
So, yeah, the S-A-R-X... that's what a few people gave me some funny acronyms, actually.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So
give me one of them.
So the first one I'll talk about is the not so Christian-like one, and then I'll talk about the Christian-like one.
Okay.
So the first one was back in high school when I changed my name to S-A-R-X. Some people said, oh, it's because I sit and rule extraordinarily. I had this sort of...
Okay.
Yeah, they said I had this like sort of leadership influence on my friends. So and I don't even act like, yeah, and I don't act like I do anything.
Right.
So the other one, a friend of mine in the U.S., she was like, saved, anointed, redeemed, and extraordinary. I was like, ah, look, you guys should leave me, man.
Oh boy. Okay, so maybe I can put that out there, guys. Hey guys, if S-A-R-X was an acronym, what sentence or what phrase can you make out of that? Let's see if we get some more interesting additions to that. Anyway, TJ Socks. Yes. So, you are a saxophonist, right?
Yes.
All right. So, yes. But when I got to hear your song, like the song we just jammed right now, that has no sax in it. So, let's know exactly the journey. You know, are you an Afropop artist, or are you a saxophonist, or are you just swinging both ways, or exactly what's going on here?
The truth is as the spirit leads. And why I say that is because, of course, I love Afrobeats, but I started playing saxophone before I decided to, like, record music. And even as I speak, I still have, like, invitations to come minister as a saxophonist, not as a Afro gospel or Afro pop artist. But the truth is, some of the songs that I have, I literally will be sleeping and God gives them to me. And then I just wake up and I meditate on the word and then I record them. So by the time I put out my project later on, I think, I don't know when, people are going to be confused about what kind of artist I am, because there are different genres of music on it. I have a trap. I have like Mexican reggaeton kind of thing. I have worship. It's just as God inspires me to put out content, I like to be versatile at the same time, maintain my identity in Christ.
Interesting. Interesting. You mentioned something about trap music. Would it be safe to assume that you rap as well?
That's a very interesting question. So I haven't really put that out there yet. So okay. Let's just wait till we hear the song, and then we'll know if I rap or not.
Okay. You know why I asked you? Yeah, because a little birdie tells me about some story you had, some back in the day experience you had with some other guys. You from the band, and they were rappers, and you were not, something like that.
Yes.
You want to clarify gist? You want to give me the gist so I know exactly what it is?
Okay, for sure. So back when I was in Nigeria, yeah, I had a few friends. We used to just hang around. And so one of the days I was in my mom's store, mm-hmm. and they were rapping, they were just freestyling. And I was like, let me join you guys now. And they were like, nah, you can't do anything, you can't rap, you can't do anything. I was like, okay, cool. So they kept doing their rap, and I got really frustrated. I wanted to be a part of it. So I was like, okay, you know what, I can sing, let's try it. So they rapped, and I gave them a nice chorus, and they loved it. So oh, like, they were like, this guy, you're good, though. So we went to the studio, like, just for fun. We went to the studio, and we recorded the song, and we put it out there. This is the time when To Go was a thing.
All right.
And so we just, like, shared the song link. We had a download link. We shared it to people on To Go. And funny thing is, before I knew it, my To Go profile, I just started getting friend requests. Uh-huh. And people would be hitting me up, like, we heard your song, it's nice. It was a hip hop song. It was called 1,000 Words. Very nice song. But I don't even know where that song is right now.
Okay, that sounds good. So I mean, if you can rap today, that's just gonna be like you telling yourself, like, you know what? They told me I couldn't rap then. Now check me out. Here yes. I am rapping. I can do all things. You know. Okay, so that's great. Yes. Now let me put you on a spot right now before we talk about Confess, your latest record. I know, yes, you sing, you rap, you do a lot of that. But let's just put you in two categories right now. Let's say the instrumentalist, being a saxophonist, and being a singer. If you had to choose one, and don't give me the oh man, I mean everything. Let's just assume, right, that you had to choose one. You had to be either a full-time saxophonist, or you have to be a full-time artist where you sing alone. Which will you go for? In the now.
Let's see.
For the now.
That's actually putting me on the spot, like you said. I would choose to be like an artist, like singing.
Right.
And that's because with singing, I can play my saxophone in my songs. Ah.
Okay. All right. That was a smart way out. Yeah, it was a smart way out. It's all good. All right, guys. So we have TJ Sax with us on the Praise the Clock show this morning. And we are about to talk about that new record. I know before this one, you put out an album, Small Boy Big God. And you did mention that phrase in the intro of your song. The phrase has actually gotten quite popular over the years, or let's say over the months. And I guess a lot of people have different meanings to it. So I would like to get your the TJ Sax definition, or the TJ Sax explanation of that phrase, small boy, big God.
So I've heard people talk about small boy, big God, and they mean they're just a small person and God is backing them up, yeah? But mine is actually different. Mine, it talks about my story, first of all. And then it talks about the story of David when he killed Goliath, yeah? Mm. I see my story in that situation that David was. When I started music, a lot of people literally laughed at me and just took me for a joke. Like, look at this small boy, what is he trying to do? And so it talks about how this small boy that you guys were just laughing at has a big God that has pushed him so far. So in actuality, I'm not like a small boy, of course. But it's more about where I've come from, like my story. And the same David that they didn't think he would kill Goliath, because in human eyes, David is just a small boy. Mm. But in God's eyes, he's someone who is going to save Israel from Goliath's wrath. So yeah, that's the summary of the whole story.
Nice. Small boy, big God. Okay, so Small Boy Big God, you talked about your story in this track, but let's delve into it, Confess. So what is the story behind Confess? During the premiere of the song, I think that was last week Friday, while I premiered the song on the show, I was talking about my interpretation of the song. But then again, it's you. I mean, it's your song, so you will have like a deeper revelation or explanation to how the song comes about, or what exactly you're trying to, the message you're trying to pass with this song, Confess.
The simple message of Confess is that you have power in your tongue. Now, it could mean that you should be careful about what you say. It could mean that when you're in difficult situations, you should go back to who can fix that situation. All you need to do is speak to him. The Bible says we should ask. And the problem that we have a lot of times is that we try to find logical explanations to spiritual problems. And that's a mistake. There are certain things that go in our lives that all we need to do is just confess and speak it out. Mm-hmm. And God will honor our words. The Bible says that if we seek him, he would answer whatever we ask. So that was just a summary of Confess. Now, there's a verse. Let me tell you something. Mm. I remember when the boy had nothing. It's actually my story. I was just thinking about, I was reminiscing on what God has done for me so far. And times when there was really nothing for me, when this whole music thing was just a joke and I wasn't making headway. And I remember just telling myself, I'm a superstar. God has a big plan for me. And things like that. Mm. And before we know it, it's just like there was a whole transition. I could see God working in my life. And so that's how the verse moves. And the hook is like, now you, I know, you've been there for me many years ago. So like that's me talking about how God has been there for me through it all. Now I'm telling people that just believe in God and just speak it out. And God is there to do what we ask.
And think sometimes.
Yes. exceedingly abundantly.
Right. Beautiful. And you quote Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 on this track. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Now, do you recall any instance, any example that comes to mind where you actually said something that was negative and it kind of affected you in a bad way? Do you have any experience like that?
Yes. So I've been driving for a long time, but I've never had like an accident, like I'm driving and I hit someone. No, but there was this one time I was driving and I was like, yo, what if this woman just holds an unexpected break now? Mm. And I don't have control. And then I laughed. I was like, nah, I always have control. Mm. And the funny thing is we were driving and the road was free. I don't know what entered this woman. Maybe she got tired of driving or something. She just held the brake in a way that I could not swerve. And then I hit her. And in reality, I didn't hit her because, of course, it's not my fault. But I'm just remembering that whole incident now. And I'm like, yo.
Wow.
It's what I said and it happened.
Right. The power of words. Yeah. Okay, so that same power, you can also say, man, I'm going to make $1 million tomorrow or today, you know, with the same power. And it comes to pass. Okay, great stuff. We're going to spin the song right now. You have a guest appearance on this song, Henry Soul, who I believe did amazing well in bringing the sauce on the track. What informed your decision in choosing to have Henry Soul on this track?
Two things, God and my producer.
Okay, that's TJ. What produced the Coral song again?
His name's Coral.
Coral, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So it was interesting because the song I was going to give to Henry, I was praying and God, like, God gave me his name in my heart. And so I reached out to him and he was like, yeah, sure. Very humble man. I love that man so much. Henry, so it's just a gem. And so I was like, okay. I sent him a song. Now, when I sent him the song, I was waiting for him to like sing his verse and everything. But while I sent that song, my producer hit me up and was like, no, not that song. Like, there's this song that will be better. So he sent me a beat and then I sang on it. I was like, yes, this is definitely what Henry Soul would kill. Mm. I'm going to use that word. And so I sent it to Henry Soul. He was like, ah, I love this one. It was funny. He was like, I love this one. And boom, that song happened.
Wow. Cool stuff. It came out pretty well. And we absolutely love it right here at Praise World Radio. That's why we keep jamming it a lot on the show. You guys know the track already. And then here is TJ Sax, the crooner of the song. And we're going to spin that song right now. Thank you so very much for being a part of the show this morning and for sharing your thoughts with us about your new record. Anything you would like to say to people who are listening to you right now, just to that person out there?
It might be hard and it might be difficult, but just trust God. We usually focus so much in the destination and not the journey. We focus so much on the progress and not the process. And sometimes God wants us to focus on the process because there's something in there that he's teaching us to prepare us for the future. So just trust God in everything. Just believe in him. He's able, like I said earlier, to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could think or ask.
Wow. Thank you so much for that one. Very, very impactful charge right there. Don't forget, guys, the song is available everywhere you get your music. Available on Spotify, on Deezer, on Apple, on iTunes, everywhere you get your music, on YouTube. Check it out. TJ Sax, Confess, featuring Henry Soul, coming right up. Thanks again, TJ Sax, and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm honored.
All right now. Cheers. Bye now.